Hello, Ian.
Hi, Chuck.
Ian, you got to know Jim Skeffington. What is your impression of him?
Well, Jim Skeffington is someone who's been on the Rhode Island scene for a long time. He grew up in modest circumstances in Providence as part of a Roman Catholic family, went to Boston College, Georgetown Law, became a prominent lawyer and wheeler dealer, more of an inside player who had a lot of impact over the years. If there was a big deal going down in Rhode Island over the last 25, 30 years or so, Providence Place, the Rhode Island Convention Center, Fidelity's move to Smithfield, there was a good chance that Jim Skeffington was a part of it. Certainly, he was good at putting deals together, knew a lot about bonds and that kind of thing. But I found Jim to be a very gracious, gentlemanly, and charming guy. He was very accessible to me in the time I got to know him when he was the public face of the new ownership of the Paw Sox, and he will be missed.
What made Jim Skeffington such an effective advocate?
I think it was a combination of things. He's a very smart and determined guy who did not take on any airs. He had the touch of the common man. Certainly, he became very affluent, had a nice home in Barrington, was very close to people like Terry Murray, the former top exec at Bank of America. But he kind of had the common touch. You could sit and banter with him about baseball or politics. But he had a lot of insight as well. As I said, he got to know a lot about bonds. He had a taxation degree from Boston University. He just knew a lot about the art of the deal and how to put things together. Combine that with good people skills, good communication skills, it's a pretty formidable combination.
So now, after the shock and the sorrow for friends and family, the question looms, now what? Where do things stand with the Paw Sox and their proposed move to Providence?
Well, as we know, the Paw Sox got bought by an ownership group that included Jim Skeffington in February. This group made a proposal in April seeking $120 million in state lease payments over 30 years, along with a 30-year property tax exemption. That proposal attracted a generally very negative reaction from the public. Governor Gina Raimondo told the Paw Sox ownership group to go away and come back with a better deal for taxpayers. And now I think the death of Jim Skeffington tosses a little bit more uncertainty into what happens next. I think there will be another proposal, but I think it will be at least delayed slightly.
So what's this next step here?
Well, the big impact from the death of Jim Skeffington, Chuck, is that this leaves a void in the Paw Sox organization. Terry Murray and Tom Ryan, ex of CVS, are among the other prominent Rhode Islanders who are part of the group that bought the Paw Sox in February. But Ryan and Murray have Florida mailing addresses. I don't think you're going to see them up here pressing the flesh at the Jewelry District Association or the Mount Hope Neighborhood Association trying to make a case for why a public subsidy makes sense for Rhode Island taxpayers. So the question really becomes, who becomes the public face of the Paw Sox in Providence and is willing to make the case? And that is a question that will probably take some time to sort out. Initially, there will be a period of grieving for Jim Skeffington, and it'll be at least a couple of days or maybe a week before we get more of an answer on where things go.
So with that all up in the air, what do you think about the timetable? I know there had been some speculation that it wouldn't get done this legislative session. Now it seems even less likely, right?
I would think you're right, Chuck. As recently as last Friday, the office of House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello was insisting that there was time in this legislative session to sign off on a Paw Sox deal. But now I think a slowdown is highly likely. The legislature hopes to get out in the middle of June. Memorial Day is next Monday, and the middle of June is going to be here in the blink of an eye. And Jim Skeffington has to be grieved and buried. So I think that it's more likely than not that this process of sorting out what happens with the Paw Sox will take more time rather than less. I would add, too, that while it seems a long shot that the Paw Sox would stay at their home at McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket, Pawtucket officials are pushing back at the Paw Sox estimate for what it would cost to renovate McCoy. There might well be some more talk about that on the periphery of this issue.
Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis. Thanks for bringing us up to speed, Ian.
Thank you, Chuck.